We are good to go. It is Tuesday. Welcome, everyone. Second day of the work week, and it's Triumph Tuesday. Got a feeling a lot of people were triumphing over a lot of stuff going on today, but good evening. This is Carol, so aka Naughty Boss, live with you.
Sisters. Hey, good evening, everyone. This is Janice, aka Wellness Diva 5.0. And there's a lot of triumph going on, but what I will say, especially with everything going on these days, is equal application should be upheld, and that's all I'm gonna say right now.
I have one word: nothing burger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it's funny because I really have not really been paying attention to all of that stuff. I got so much going on, as we both do, and positive stuff. So I don't want to get sucked into, you know, the kookiness of it all. But obviously, I was curious, like most people, over what the 34 counts were. And when it was finally explained, it really has to do with one issue, but they multiply it so many different times to fit in a narrative of something that supposedly is a crime, but yet they couldn't say what that was. So the more I heard, I go, eh, this is like, and the first thing I've thought of, besides all the politicalization of the whole thing, was the money that went down the toilet for, you know, I mean, I guess I'm kind of happy for the police that they got extra money, you know, because they're certainly not called in for real situations in New York. So at least, you know, maybe that's making up for some of their pay that they've lost due to, you know, people resigning because they were forced to get some things, or because their hands are tied, because no matter how hard they work and take care of business, you know, people don't stay behind where they should be because they're just let go. So I guess today, I was kind of happy for them. I was happy for law enforcement that they were getting extra pay.
Yes, and I think it's interesting. Well, the whole thing is interesting. I, you know, very historical, of course. Yes,
never happened before in our history. Other than, was it Elizabeth Grant? No, somebody got arrested. Yeah.
Yes, they were
driving his wagon too fast. I can't remember who it was now.
And there was a situation, and because I was looking that up, because I kind of heard it through the grapevine. I'm like, oh, let me look it up. And I looked it up, where one president was, something had happened and they charged him, but he passed away before they had a chance to, you know, do the whole proceeding thing. And that was obviously a very, very long time ago. So uncharted territory in so many different ways. Wow. Yeah.
And, you know, sadly, you know, it consumes people too much. It impacts their health and their mindset because they're like concerned, they're stressed, it's never been done before. Is this a nothing burger? Is it, you know, nothing over nothing? When there's really some issues that are going in our world that really do need our attention. So you're sidetracked by that. The one thing I said when I first heard about this was it's theatrics. It is a narrative and a necessary distraction and the end game for all of these things that they've been going after this man and family for years. Is the bottom line, it's to not get him elected or to keep him from running. And I think American people are onto it. I was happy that those that do support him didn't go crazy, and that, you know, that part, because they were really, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, I think they were hoping for some sort of chaos that did not occur. I know he is due to speak tonight, but at the end of the day, you know, they're not even going to see him again in New York until, I guess, December 4th. And great way to announce so somebody can plan way in advance if somebody was ever trying to do something towards him from a safety perspective. So I thought that was dumb. But again, these are just kind of my thoughts. I didn't focus on it today because it is Holy Week for those of us that are Christian. And I really wanted to focus more on those things that are in my control, which is practicing my faith. Obviously, coming back from two events in a row, I needed some downtime. And now I'm just focused in on getting some paperwork done that has to get done. So I focused on that. And, you know, I triumphed over not getting, so for me, I triumphed over not getting sucked into, you know, whatever, anything that was online, anything that was for the TV. I just said, no, I'm not, you know, unless there's something seriously there, I'm not going to give it my attention. I'm not going to give it my energy, because things like that do impact our health and wellness. You know, they impact how we feel about something that adds stress, get your heart pumping in a bad kind of way. For many people, it adds anxiety. And then they feel like they're succumbed to that fear or that anxiety, or really having their mindset detracted and detached from where they really should be focused on in their health journey. Don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah. And I would say just, you know, add to that. I thought, you know, about what has transpired the last couple of days, it was the mayor and the police commissioner, I believe, when they were talking yesterday about MTG coming into town and, you know, you better behave, or however they phrased it. And again, I'm paraphrasing very simply here. And we're going to go after people that, you know, arrest you if you, whatever, cause a disturbance. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. The DA, who the Bragg guy,
Alvin, that's what I thought of. I thought of that song.
Oh my God. So you're going, the mayor was being very forceful in his comments, but however, the specific DA that went off after President Trump has cut down felonies to misdemeanors so he doesn't have to go through the whole prosecution thing. What, like, how's all that working for you in New York? Like,
yeah, I, you know, again, that's why I found almost solace in knowing that this is going to go nowhere, that it really was more about the theatrics of really trying to instigate and incite people in such a way that would put them in a bad light. And another thing that they could blame this man on. I really think that they know it's not going to go anywhere, but let's go forward with it. So I can pat myself on the back that I ran my campaign on that. But other than that, you know, it's really a distraction from all the other things that are going on in the world, including the weather balloons that, you know, Secretary of State, oh, they're weather balloons. They're nothing. And now it's proven that that wasn't true, which most of us that had any common sense knew. Then you've got, you know, the continuing funneling of money, big time money to Ukraine. What are we getting for that? I don't know, but it's costing taxpayers a lot of money. You know, so there's just so many distractions. Let's, you know, the border, you know, hit a milestone over 1 million now across the border, which is more than the combination of the combined numbers, I believe, of the first 3 years when it started to be a problem, or 2 years. So, I mean, there's all that stuff going on. The other interesting piece is I saw a snippet of the press conference today, because it kind of was like breaking news or whatever. And there were several actually reporters asking, you know, their insider take or whatever regarding this situation. And they're like, it's an ongoing case. We can't talk about it. And I was really kind of glad that a lot of reporters from all different news stations was, wait a minute, you constantly talk about January 6th, and there's a lot of, like, a lot of ongoing cases. You have no problem talking about that, but this you can't talk about. So again, it really just shows that this whole thing is a stage of a, you know, and I don't want to use the word play because it's real life happening. And it's really happening to this family, this man, and really to the country. But there's a part of me that really believes they know it's not going to go anywhere. Let's pour some salt into the wound, get people, riled up so that something happens, before, you get to January 2024. So, and I think even what you were talking about with the mayor saying whatever comments he says tells me he was trying to really poke at the bear, per se. And I don't even like that term, but poke at the bear to, come to our city and, we believe in law and order. Well, I don't know. That's kind of a tough argument to kind of really push through to the citizens of our country, because we've witnessed firsthand that isn't the case. So again, what's the end game? And I think the end game really is to provoke people into a situation that's stressing them out, and that they were really hoping that something bad would happen. And so I was grateful and thankful that none of that occurred. And that really goes to show that, people are onto them. They're not gonna be threatened by these little carrots that they're tidbits that they're putting out to try to provoke people to act in a certain way that would give them another story or another propaganda piece to push on the American people. So kudos to all. I think, America really triumphed over that today. They didn't fall for their narrative, and I was glad about that.
That is so true. And the other thing I heard, that April Fool's Day was canceled. That was a couple days ago. It was canceled this year because no made-up prank could match the unbelievable shit going on in the world right now.
Yeah, I agree. It's a little cuckoo out there. But, again, I think, that's one thing I think as Americans we can be very proud of today, that we didn't, especially during this week. It is Holy Week. You want people to go, have a mindset that is really taking in what impacts us all on Holy Week every year, and remember, our Lord and what he died for our sins. You've got, Holy Thursday, Good Friday coming up, and then obviously Easter Vigil, Easter Sunday. And, a lot of people get confused. They don't understand that with the Christian faith, that the Easter is really the holiest, or Easter Vigil is the holiest day of obligation, even more so than Christmas, because that really exemplified, the reasons why our Lord sent, Jesus's life was all about, was to die on the cross for our sins. So, I look at what is going on in New York, and I'm looking at it from a different perspective. I'm not posting a lot about it for obvious reasons, because I just feel like as bad as these people are, what would Jesus do? He'd forgive them, right? That's really the core belief of our faith. And if I believe that, which we all do, those of us that are Christian, we're not going to fall into the trap of being trying to be provoked, to be mean, to be mean-spirited, to say, rotten things. I don't agree with what they're doing. I think this is a setup to really put people in a bad light. People didn't fall for that. I'm so grateful and thankful for that. And I'm hoping that, Americans can, that a Christian can really celebrate what this week really means to people and not focus on that stuff. Obviously 45 is going to come out and chat tonight. And then I help people kind of put it to rest because it's out of their control. Don't let other people incite you to be in a position where it impacts your health and your wellness in such, you know, a tragic way of getting angry and spiteful and meanful because you're frustrated. We know people are frustrated. We're frustrated. Most Americans are frustrated, regardless of, you know, whether you're a Democrat, Republican. You want to see our world do better. You want to see our country not be a laughingstock. You want us to be spreading goodness and positivity. And the only way to do that is to not go after the evil carrot. And it's evil. You know, anyone that purposely sets up situations to entice people to act bad, it's not a good thing. It's not a good look.
No, it's not. And listen, you know, we have many family and friends and, you know, of course, people we know through social media that have, you know, a difference of opinion. I'm okay with that. I think what is disturbing for me is when you're on a social media platform, whether it be Twitter, whatever it may be, and I see a lot of this on Twitter, where somebody will share something and give their opinion about it, but then all the very hateful and the very nasty comments. Now, I believe in free speech, but to get down and dirty with, if somebody doesn't agree with your opinion, that what is the first thing they say? That you're racist or you're transphobic or you're this or that. And a perfect example of that is, you know, when the squad, you know, if they don't like what your judgment is about something or your perspective, they start calling you all those names. Now, my question to her is, does she even know what those mean? I don't think so, because she uses them so frequently.
Right. And I don't, in all honesty, I don't even believe they believe it. I think they think it's poking the bear, you know, really trying to provoke people into an argument and or a debate that ends up being not a debate and or not good conversation, because you can have a disagreement on things and difference of opinion and have a really good conversation. And you hope you leave that conversation where you either learn something about the person or you find out something that you truly didn't know about. That's the whole point of the good things about debate. When it becomes bad is when somebody provokes somebody and they know that there's certain trigger things that they can do to make that person respond in a negative light. Who does that serve? I mean, it doesn't serve anyone. But in their mindset, it does serve a purpose, because then they utilize that information and or reaction as fuel to more fire. And it's just a constant putting out flames. What is the point? You know, I would hope that anyone that serves wants, you know, our country to be respected and do well and to prosper. And that's really what Americans want. And, you know, we're in such a situation with the economy and then all the craziness that's going on in the world. You know, who is stepping up? You know, the leadership that we have, and I say the leadership we have because they are leaders. They were voted in. Do I agree with their leadership skills? No. But they are the current people that are the face of our country. And what are they doing to really make our country go forward? Or are we just going to keep going in this kind of vicious hamster wheel of negativity and not moving forward? We're just going in circles. And I think a lot of people are tired of that. They just want, you know, they want to live their good life. They want to prosper. They want a better economy. They want to live in peace. They want to know that we're not being disrespected as a country, because we are now, because we are vulnerable. And these are things that were really cultivated by the people that are in charge right now. So, you know, again, I go back to being that it's Holy Week. What would Jesus do? He would pray for them. And, you know, a lot of people say, oh, well, what does prayer do? Prayer does a lot, but at the end of the day, it really rolls back to, we're not in control. We're only in control of how we act and how we react. And if you got to remove yourself from the situation like today, like you didn't react. Kudos to you. Pat yourself on the back. You triumphed over being really provoked to act in a way that is not going to make you feel good at the end of the day, but also just gives them more fuel to push negativity and mean-spirited mindsets. And that is just not healthy. So we're hoping that everyone's triumphing over that. And if you did, great. But I did not hear any negative things that went on in New York. Like I said, you saw bits and pieces of him walking here and there and him, you know, waving. But other than that, you didn't hear from him. And, you know, we did hear from the DOJ, and I don't know. I personally wasn't impressed, but what do I know?
Well, certainly I was not impressed, but, you know, I still would love, and actually I do have one friend that who has a bit of a difference of opinion, but, you know, I've had great conversations. You know, we bounce stuff off of one another. Unfortunately, there's not too many people left like that have a very, very different opposing view than what I have. And I think that's what's, if I had to say, that's probably a bothersome point for me. I just think that, you know, I've learned so much in the past by having great conversations with people that have a difference of opinion than I do. We don't
right. get it. And don't you think, I mean, too, if we all thought it, like, we'd be boring. I mean, that's how I look at it. You'd be boring. And it's even okay if they get a little heated. I mean, we're human. Of course, they're getting a little heated. But at the end of the day, just say, you know what? We definitely don't agree on it. I mean, for me, there are some that I cannot have that conversation because there's some serious fundamental differences. But I've learned to live with that. And of those that are like that, I have, for most, have maybe limited contact with. Or if I do have contact with them, like, that is a subject I just don't go there. And it goes back to when we were children. I mean, there was a lot of times our parents were blessed to have friends on either side of the aisle. And, you know, once in a blue moon, they would get into those subjects, but religion and politics was just, you just didn't talk about it.
That is true.
Because, you know, you're not supposed to always agree. We, you know, God give us, you know, free will and different brains, and we look different. Our gut health is different. Our mindset is different. So why don't we gravitate towards, you know, a common ground, which is being positive, being grateful, feeling blessed, and knowing that ultimately we're only in control of how we act and or how we're going to react. So if you don't react to the negativity, kudos to you. That is a big triumph on Triumph Tuesday.
That is so true. So, and on that note, you know, we hope that whatever it is, whatever your feelings or concerns about the subject are, just know that it's okay to switch the channel. And on that note, my name is Janice.
Before we go to that, got my new glasses.
You know what? I was just looking at that. I'm like, they kind of look like mine, but yours are like black, I think.
Yeah, they're black, and I picked them up yesterday. So that's another big triumph I had to, because it's a little bit different prescription, a little bit stronger. But my eyes adjusted really well. I wasn't sure that they would. I love the style. I like black because obviously black goes with everything and anything. And, you know, it's a new look. They're more in style versus what I had. So I kind of like that. But yeah, I got kind of digging them. So yeah, I'm triumphing over that. My eyeballs are adjusting.
And on that note, well, that's a good thing. And they do look very good.
Thank you. Very, very nice.
You're welcome. And on that note, we're going to sign off for now. My name is Janice, aka Wellness Diva 5.0, and I am with two
sisters. And this is Carol Sue, aka Nani Boss, live with two sisters. And, you know, we were blessed that we could have these conversations, chat with all of you, and we are grateful that you tune in. So blessings to all our viewers and listeners, and we will see you tomorrow for Wellness Wednesday. Everyone have a good night. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye for now.